Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County 9-year-old baseball versus Rice, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tilleman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Belder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morella's Meat Market, Moeller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent Financial, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame show with your host, Stephen Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Today, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
Tilleman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilleman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
And welcome out to Eagle Lake, Texas, as we've got 9U baseball for you tonight, coming at you live down here. Had a little bit of rain down here today. First game just finished up a little bit later than expected, so we're going to have about a 15-minute pregame here, and then we should have first pitch over here as Washington County 9U baseball will be taking on Rice down here in Eagle Lake, and we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you. you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And welcome back. We're in Eagle Lake, Texas, and I bring you live action of 9U baseball. This is not coach pitch. This is actually kid pitch baseball tonight. So we'll have a little bit of activity for you here shortly as the teams are out on the field getting their warm-ups in. Go a little bit about how the bracket play is going so far over here in Eagle Lake. In the first game tonight, Sealy defeated Belleville in that game. So they'll face LaGrange tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And then Washington County playing Rice in the bottom part of the bracket here. And they will, the winner of this game will face Columbus tomorrow night at 8 o'clock down here on the field. So our first time down here to Eagle Lake to do one of these games for you this year. So trying to make all the rounds. We've been a couple different places already, trying to get everybody in and get everybody on there. So go over the roster for the 9U baseball team. Ridge Russell, Will Dreyer, Henry Davis, Major Morris, Noah O'Brien, Kaysen Davis, Waylon Yunkers, Colt Kinesic, let me get that one right, Lincoln Branham, Jax Keeker, Reed Windham, and Miles Morales. The manager for their team is Kyle Branham. Assistant coaches Brady Russell and Brody Jungers. So we're getting ready. Everybody's warming up. We'll have action for you here shortly, and we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, we're your local representatives of Thrivent. And we believe that money doesn't buy happiness, but it's a tool that provides options while you're living in retirement. Let's talk through your strategy and define what success looks like for you so that you can live a meaningful retirement. Just call 979-836-0693.
979-836-0693. And welcome back as we're getting set for action here at Eagle Lake at 9U baseball tonight. So we'll actually have a game here starting here in just a little bit. Was kind of surprised that they got this one in tonight. We were a little bit delayed last night on got the word that they were rained out down here, but they do have a AstroTurf infield. I know they had a little bit of rain earlier today. It's pretty wet around here, and forgot to bring my mosquito spray. Got a few mosquitoes flying around, but we'll deal with that as we go through the night. And it looks like for the Washington County team, we're going to have Reed Windham on the mound as he's out getting in some warm-up tosses there. And so we'll send it back for one more word from our sponsors, and we'll be back after that word. Thanks.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop with your shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way, you can hurry back to fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters. Located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And welcome back as we're getting set for action here. Washington County will be the visiting team tonight, and Rice will be the home team as we're getting set for action here as Rice is taking the field. Pitchers on the mound getting warmed up. Umpires are out here, so we'll have some action for you here shortly as we get set here for 9U baseball from Eagle Lake, Texas tonight, and a little bit of a drive to get down here. Not too bad, about a little over an hour to get down here. Took a nice little drive through the country to get over here. So we're going to have a, looks like a left-handed pitcher on the mound for Rice as they get warmed up here, and we should be set here shortly for action as umpires are getting their game balls out and getting ready to get all set here as we're going to have some 9U baseball for you. So a little bit different than the couple of the coach pitch games I've been doing so far. I actually have a pitcher on the mound. I believe they do have the five-run limit here per innings. So they can only score five runs in an inning or three outs, kind of how the other coach pitch was going. And the first game had a little bit of a comeback there by Belleville, trying to get out of that 10-run rule deficit that they had in the last inning. They ended up losing that game to Sealy in the first game tonight. So we're all set. Here's the throw down to second base by the catcher, and leading it off for the Washington County All-Stars will be Ridge Russell. So Russell steps in here, first batter for Washington County. He'll bat from the left side of the plate. So first pitch is on its way to Russell, and that's going to be outside for a ball. So ball one to Ridge Russell on the first pitch there. So pitcher on the mound for Rice is, last name is Roca. Next pitch, Russell swings, hits a line drive back to the pitcher's mound. Pitcher sticks his glove out, makes the catch for out number one. So line drive out there by Ridge Russell. It's going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Kaysen Davis. So Davis will step in with one out, nobody on base. Davis steps in from the right-hand side of the plate. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for a ball. So ball one to Kaysen Davis as he's the second batter here in the inning for Washington County. So the 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now on Davis. So Davis gets back set. Pitcher is working out of the stretch here. The 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's up and out for ball three. So count quickly 3-0 on Kaysen Davis. just underway here in the top half of the first inning. And that is going to be called a strike. So they'll take the count out to 3-1. So pitcher comes set. His 3-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hammered down the left field line. Just foul. So hard hit line drive down the left field line. There goes just foul. So that's going to make the count full now on Kaysen Davis. So one out, nobody on. Just underway here in the top half of the first inning. Davis swings, hits a line drive over the second baseman's head. Center fielder will cut that off, and hard line drive single for Kaysen Davis as he's on first base. It's going to bring up the bat Lincoln Branham.
All right, Lane, get a hold of one.
So Branham will step in here with a runner on first base and one out. So pitcher comes set. His first pitch to Branham is going to be in there for a strike. So no balls and one strike count on Lincoln Branham. Runner over at first base, one out. A one pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Branham steps back in. He'll tap the plate. Pitcher comes set. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. So moves the count out to 1-2. Runner still over at first base. 1-2 pitch is on its way to Branham. This is down low in the dirt. Blocked there by the catcher. Keeps it out in front. Davis unable to advance to second base, so he'll stay over at first. So pitcher set. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Branham swings. Hits a hard ball. Just foul down the third baseline.
Hey, I like it, Link.
So we'll come back and reset it all over again. Branham with a hard shot, just foul down that first baseline. So Branham back at the plate. He'll call time. He's going to adjust his, wipe his bat off here. A little wet out here from the rain earlier today. So pitcher set. 2-2 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be outside for a ball. So they'll take the count to 3-2.
Full count right here, Link.
So pitcher comes set again. Davis over at first. That 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. So Branham stays alive there. Pitched down a little bit, reached out there, just kind of tapped it foul behind the catcher. First base umpire having a conversation with the Rice coach over there. So Davis over at first base, one out. Lincoln Branham the batter, 3-2 count. Just underway, top half of the first, no score. 3-2 pitch is on its way, just swung on, hit over toward the shortstop. Shortstop's going to slip as he fields it. Sliding in safely at second is Davis. Branham reaches first. So two runners on now for Washington County. He's going to bring up number 8, Reed Windham. So Windham steps in from the left-hand side of the plate. Runners over at first and second. Swings at the first pitch, hits this one over to shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. He'll throw on to third base for the force out at third for out number 2.
All right, Will, put it out in that outfield corner.
So Branham advances to second and safe over at first on the fielder's choice is Windham. That's going to bring up number 12, Will Dreyer. So Dreyer looking down at third base, getting his sign. He'll step into the box. Tap the plate. Pitcher comes set. First pitch is on its way to Dreyer. It's going to be down low, a ball. Gets past the catcher. Runners will not advance. So one ball, no strike count on Dreyer. Pitcher comes set, 1-0 pitches on his way, swung on and fouled into the third base dugout. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Runners over at first and second base, two outs in the inning, just underway in the top of the first. Next pitch is swung on. This is hit over to shortstop. Third baseman's going to step in front, cut it off, tries to throw to first, not in time, and that ball will get into the dugout. So scoring on the play will be Branham. Pulling in to third base will be Windham, and over at second base, Dreyer. As he beats out the throw over at first base. So that's going to bring up to bat Major Morris. So Morris steps in, bats from the right side, two outs, runners at second and third, swing and a miss at the first pitch. So runs the count out to no balls and one strike as Morris steps in, two outs here. Two runners in scoring position. Washington County leads it 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. 0-1 pitch is just outside for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Moore steps back in. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on. Hard hit ball up the middle. Pitcher deflects it over to the shortstop. Shortstop picks it up, throws on to first for out number three, and that'll do it here in the top half of the first. But Washington County with the early 1-0 lead, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake as we start the bottom half of the first inning. Washington County with the early 1-0 lead, scoring one run in the top half of the first. On the mound for Washington County tonight is going to be number 8. That's going to be Reed Windham as he'll take the mound for Washington County here in the first inning of play. And getting his warm-up tosses in as we get set here ready for action, leading it. Still working a little bit on the last names for the Rice lineup. My lineup card only has first names, so as we come through, we'll get the last names for you on those players from Rice as we're working through all the lineups here. So we're going to get ready to kick it off here shortly as they're warming it up out here. Windham getting in his tosses here. Just a reminder, don't forget about the Burton Panther playoff action tomorrow. We got 11:30 pregame for you on KWHI, and that'll be followed by a 12 p.m. first pitch. So everybody tune in to Burton Panther baseball on KWHI. If you can't make it out to that game, they're going to have a send-off tomorrow morning at Burton High School at 7 o'clock in the morning, so they'll be leaving early. Send-off at 7 a.m. over at Burton High School for the team as they get set for their state championship run over at Dell Diamond. They do have some plans in case there's some rain in the area. We've got a couple alternate sites that are picked out that's got some turf fields. So if you can't make it, make sure you tune in. Listen to Doug and Daryl as they'll have all the game action for y'all. So stepping in now for Rice to lead it off for them is going to be Kenneth Turgina. So I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that one right. First pitch is on its way from Windham, and that is in there for a strike. So Windham with the first pitch strike. Windham also working out of the stretch. His 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just off the plate for ball one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Start play here in the bottom half of the first inning. Washington County scoring one time in the top half of the first. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That'll be just outside for ball two. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike. So Windham gets set on the rubber. He'll come set in the stretch. His pitch is on its way, and that'll also be outside. So three ball, one strike count now on the leadoff batter for Rice. So right-handed batter steps back in, 3-1 count. Windham comes set. His 3-1's on its way. It's going to be outside corner for strike two. Going to take the count out to three balls and two strikes.
Put it there again, Reed.
So nice, cool night, cloudy night here in Eagle Lake as we're set to play. So Windham's 3-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just down and out for ball four. So leadoff walk there for Rice, and they'll have a base runner at first base. Going
to
bring up to bat for them Jalen Rocha, the pitcher. So he'll step in from the left side of the plate. Windham, the right-handed pitcher. Comes set. First pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a pop-up. First baseman coming over. Makes the play for out number one. So pop out to the first baseman. Runner at first stays put where he's at. Going to bring up the bat for Rice, the three-hole hitter. James Salinas. Salinas will step in from the right side of the plate. One out, runner over at first base. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Runner takes off, hit it to second. Throw down, not in time. Gets by the second baseman, but backed up out there by the center fielder. So runner advances to second base on the pass ball. And umpire readjusts the base out as the runner slid in, moves it a little bit on the turf. They'll get it all fixed back up. So Salinas will step back in. Windham comes set. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on. Hit back to the pitcher. Windham fields it. He'll throw on over to first base for the out. But moving over to third will be Georgina.
One more right here.
So two outs now in the inning on the put out. Going to bring up the bat. Four-hole hitter for Rice. First pitch is on its way, and that's going to be outside for a ball. The bat for Rice is Stetson Staff. So Windham with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on. This is fouled into the third base dugout for strike one. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Staff will step out as they get the ball back in play. Windham's back up on the mound. He comes set. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up high for ball two. So count goes to two balls and one strike. Runner over at third base. Washington County leads it. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 the lead. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down outside for a ball. Runner comes halfway. Catcher will run him back to third. So a little cat and mouse game played between pitcher, catcher, and the runner over at third base. So count on Staff goes out to three balls and one strike. So Windham comes set, 3-1's on its way. This will be down
fine.
Low for a
that's
ball. Block
kept
right in front. So Staff will get to first base and on the walk. So that's going to bring up our next batter for Rice, the number 5-hole hitter. This is Mauricio Reyes.
All right, Reed, deep breath, buddy.
Don't worry about that runner, Noah. Don't worry about him.
So Reyes will step in with runners at first and third with two outs. First pitch is on the way to him. That's going to be outside.
Runner,
ball
runner,
gets
runner.
Away. Runner coming home, and he's going to get there
three,
safely.
Three.
So runner at first will go all the way from first to third base on the play. So scoring on that is Tergina. Going first to third will be Staff. So one ball, no strike count on Reyes. Runner over at third base now, two outs. Next pitch is going to be
runner,
down here. Runner comes halfway, and he'll go back.
Lug it down. We'll take it.
So two ball, no strike count on Reyes. Score all tied up, 1-1 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Two outs. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch, it's on its way from Windham. That's going to be in there for strike two. Evens up the count of two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 now with two outs. Runner over at third base. Bottom half of the first inning, we're tied up 1-1. Washington County and Rice. That next pitch is in there for strike three, so that'll do it for Rice here in the inning. But they do score one and tie it up, so your score after one, it's Washington County 1 and Rice 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
And welcome back as we start the top half of the second inning. Score all tied up at 1-1, Washington County versus Rice. Washington County, the visiting team tonight. Rice is the home team. A little bit different action here as we got some live kid pitch doing for y'all tonight. We've done quite a few coach pitch games so far this year, so we got some kid pitch baseball here. They do have some of the same rules in play as far as the five runs per inning. Hadn't seen any of that yet. A lot of defense being played here. Pitching's been pretty good so far for both sides. Rice seems a little aggressive on the bases when they get out there, so Washington County have to keep an eye on that as they move forward through the game. They do play six innings here, or they do have run rules in effect just like in the other groups, and the run rules what ended that first game there between Belleville and Sealy. And throw goes down to second base, so we're all set to go. Leading off for Washington County will be Jax Kuecker. So Kuecker steps in right side of the plate. Rocha, the left-handed pitcher. First pitch is outside for a ball.
There you go, Jack.
So Kuecker steps back in. He's got a 1-0 count. Rocha comes set. The 1-0 up high for ball two. So Kuecker hit here. 2-0 count. Leadoff batter for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning. 2-0 pitch is on its way, swung on and fouled back into the screen for strike number one. So two ball, one strike count on Kuecker. Rocha gets back on the mound for Rice. 2-1 pitch is on its way and swung on. It's a line drive. Shortstop's going to snag it over there for out number one. So nice line drive there by Kuecker, just caught by the shortstop over there for out number one.
going to bring up the bat number 33, Waylon Youngers. So Youngers, a right-handed batter facing the left-handed pitcher. First pitch is on its way, and that's in there for a strike. Youngers will step out, take a couple swings, gets back in the box. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on, fouled back for strike two. Big cut there by Youngers. Down in the count, no balls, two strikes. We're all tied up here. We're in the top half of the second inning. Washington County and Rice tied at one. So Youngers is back in the box. Rocha comes set on the mound for Rice. The 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, line drive. First baseman's going to knock off his glove. And Youngers with a hard line drive over to first base. First baseman knocks it down but unable to make the play. So hard, hard hit there on the line drive by Youngers. Going to bring up to bat number 23, Henry Davis. So they've got the walk-up music going on over here for these guys as they step in. So Davis will step in with runner at first. The first pitch is in there for a strike one. So runner over at first base, one out. Davis, the right-handed batter, 0-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Count no ball and two strikes on Henry Davis. So pitcher looks in. He'll come set. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed by Davis for strike three. So that'll be out number two for Washington County here in the top half of the second. Going to bring up the bat, Miles Morales. Morales steps in, another right-handed batter for Washington County. Runner over at first base. First pitch to Morales is in there for a strike. So counting no balls and one strikes on Miles Morales. So 0-1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. So no ball, two strike count, two outs, runner over at first base for Washington County. 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be strike three called, so that'll be out number three here in the top half of the second. So no runs for Washington County. Score remains 1-1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And welcome back here to Eagle Lake, Texas, as we have Washington County 9U baseball action going for you here. Washington County and Rice all tied up at one as we start the bottom half of the second inning. Leading it off for Rice will be number two, Brox. And as soon as I see his last name, I'll get that for you. It's Brox Navarro. So he'll lead it off here for Rice as we start in the bottom half of the second inning. Reed Windham on the mound for Washington County. First pitch from Windham is going to be just outside for a ball. So Navarro get back in the box here. Windham will look in. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Navarro as he leads it off for Rice here in the bottom half of the second inning. 1-1 pitch from Windham's going to be just down for a ball. So 2-1 now to the leadoff batter. All tied up here at 1 as we start the bottom half of the second inning. That 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for ball 3. So 3-1 now. So Windham gets back up on the rubber. He'll come set. 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be strike 2 called. And take the count out to 3-2 now. Barr thought he might have a walk on that one, but the umpire thought otherwise as he calls that strike on the outside corner. 3-2 pitch on its way right down the middle for strike number 3. So strikeout for Reed Windham to lead things off here in the bottom half of the second inning. So it's going to bring up to bat Romeo Moreta. Moreta hit it back to the dugout. He's going to switch out bats here. So he'll get way back in the box here. Windham's first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number 1. So Windham's back on the rubber. He comes set. A 1 pitch is on its way. Swung on, it's a line drive, hit right up the middle out into center field for a single. So Moreta get on first base with a single there. Reached out there, hit the line drive right back up the middle where nobody was at. A runner over at first base, 1 out for Rice now. Going to bring up to bat Thomas Schmidt. So Schmidt will step in here from the right-hand side of the plate. Windham set. First pitch on the way is going to be in there for a strike. So runner over at first base for Rice, 1 out. 0-1 count on the batter. That pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number 2. So it takes the count out to 0-2. So Windham's 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is outside for a ball. So push the count to 1-2 now. 1 out, runner over at first base. We're all tied up here. Bottom half of the second inning. Score tied at 1. The 1-2 pitch on its way to Schmidt. He'll pop this one up over toward first base. First baseman's going to retreat over to the base. A little bit of English on that ball. And Windham unable to come up with it. Runner's going to take off from second, try to get to third, and Windham will tag him out, trying to go back into second for out number 2. So over at first base will be Schmidt on the infield single. He's going to bring up to bat Joseph Meismer. So runner now at first base, 2 outs. Score still tied at 1. We're in the bottom half of the second. First pitch is on its way, and Meisner's going to swing. Pop this up to second base, and Branham will make the catch at second base for out number 3, and that'll do it for Rice here in the inning. So no runs for Rice. So your score at the end of 2 complete innings of play, it's Washington County 1, Rice 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
You got dirt and grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake for 9U Washington County Baseball as we get set to start the top half of the third inning here. So score all tied up at one. Leading it off for Washington County this inning is going to be Colt Knezik. So Knezik, a right-handed batter, he'll step in. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be up and outside for a ball. So Knezik, leadoff batter here for Washington County in the top half of the third. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on, line drive out to center field. Center fielder is unable to come up with it. So nice line drive hit out there to center field by Knezik. So he'll reach first base on the single over there. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Noah O'Brien. So leadoff man aboard for Washington County here in the top half of the third. First pitch is on its way to O'Brien. That's in there for a strike. So runner over at first base, nobody out. Washington County looking to get a run on the board here in the top half of the third. Next pitch to O'Brien is going to be outside for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Rocha comes set for Rice. His pitch is going to be up for ball two. So it takes the count out to two balls and one strike. So we are on top of the action here at Eagle Lake as the backstop to home plate for me is probably about 10 feet away. Not going to be very many runs scored on a pass ball here as O'Brien's got a shoelace come undone there and coach comes down here to help him get it all set and back for action here. But not a very big area behind home plate. Like I said, we are right on top of the plate. Great view here from behind the plate. All turf infield here, grass outfield. And we're set for play. 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is down low for ball three. And on his way over to second base will be Knezik on the pass ball. So he'll pull up at second base. Runner in scoring position now for O'Brien here. He's got a favorable 3-1 count. So that 3-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed.
Hey, you all right, Noah?
Takes the count full now to three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 count, runner over at second base. Nobody out here for Washington County in the top half of the third inning. 3-2 pitches on its way, swung on and fouled into the screen.
Hey, keep fighting, keep fighting.
So O'Brien stays alive there with the swing and foul back into the screen there. So Rocha looks in for Rice. He's set. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is a ground ball over to first base. First baseman's going to pick it up, step on the bag, but hit it over to third will be Knezik.
So he'll pull up at third base with one out. Take us back to the top of the lineup for Washington County. Ridge Russell. So Russell steps in, left-handed batter versus a left-handed pitcher. Runner over at third, one out. First pitch to Russell. He swings, hits a fly ball out to left field. Left fielder unable to come up with it. It's going to get by him. Russell's around first, hit it to second. Scoring on the play will be Knesset. So run number two in for Washington County as they take the 2-1 lead here in the top half of the third as Russell pulls into second base with the double. Going to bring up to bat now Kaysen Davis. So first pitch on its way to Davis. Swung on, hard hit ball between shortstop and third for a single out in the left field. Coming around third base, going to be Russell. He'll score. Davis goes to second. He'll make a big turn over there, but third baseman comes up with it. So RBI single for Kaysen Davis. Drives in Ridge Russell on the play. Advancing on the throw over to second will be Davis. So one out in the inning, runner at second base brings up Lincoln Branham. So Washington County with a 3-1 lead now in the top half of the third. First pitch to Branham in there for a strike. So Branham will step out, take a couple practice swings. Get set back in the box. Pitcher comes set. That 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. So it takes the count out to one ball and one strike. So Washington County, two runs on the board here in the top half of the third. Jump out to a 3-1 lead. So Rocha comes set for Rice. That 1-1 pitch, Branham swinging, hits a little tapper. It's going to be a tough play over at first base and unable to make the play. So rounding the bases, Davis, as he'll dive back in safely. And advancing on that play from first to second will be Branham. So Branham with the infield single. They're chasing Davis around over there at third base. He'll advance up to second base. So that's going to bring up to bat Reed Windham.
Going back to a base, you can go ahead first.
Rice calling a timeout to come talk to the umpire here. Having a little discussion over there with the umpire. And he's going to go have a little discussion over with the base umpire out there. Not sure what we're discussing here. When Davis rounded third over there, he slipped down. Pitcher chased him back to third base. And so they're gonna send the runners back is what they're going to do here on this call. Now, Coach Branham comes in. He's asking why that happened. And no explanation on that. So, anyway, we'll set it all over here. And here's Reed Windham in there. First pitch coming. Swung on and missed by Windham. So they throw down the second base.
No way to get in there,
almost gets Davis throw, on the pickoff there.
Can't give him number props on that one. Can't give him number props on that one.
So we'll get it all set back here. Runners at first and second. One out. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on by Windham and fouled out of play. So it takes the count out to no balls, two strikes. So Windham steps back in.
Keep this in and rolling for him.
Rocha comes set. His pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is a little line drive down the left field line. Just foul by about a foot. So Washington County, two runs on the board here in the top half of the third inning. Lead it 3-1. One out in the inning. Runners at first and second base. So Windham, left-handed batter versus left-handed pitcher here. Pitch is on his way. He's going to hit him.
All right. Good job.
So hit by pitch by Windham. And That'll straighten out my scorebook there if the umpire sent the runners back in the last at bat. So bases loaded now. I'm going to bring up the bat, Will Dreyer.
All right, Will. We need him in the outfield.
So Dreyer will step in. Got a single his first time up. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch coming to Dreyer is going to be inside for ball one. As I get attacked by another mosquito over here. So one ball, no strike count. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on by Dreyer. This is hit over to shortstop. Shortstop's going to pick it up. He'll flip it over to third, but scoring on the play is going to be Davis.
Oh, he dropped the ball. There you go.
And
where'd it be there, Lee?
So out over at third base is Brown for out number two. So Windham will move up to second base. Dreyer over at first base. So two outs now, runners at first and second. First pitch on its way to Major Morris, and he'll swing and falls down as he hits the first. But pitcher pick it up, throw over to first for out number three. But Washington County able to score three runs here in the top half of the third, and they lead it 4-1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it.
And welcome back. We're in Eagle Lake, Texas tonight as we bring you some 9-year-old baseball action. Washington County on top here, 4-1. We start play in the bottom half of the third inning. So leading it off for Rice is going to be Sean Pena. As Reed Windham still on the mound for Washington County, he'll finish up his warm-up tosses. Catcher sends it down to second base. So Washington County toss it around the infield. Dreyer flips it back to Windham out there on the mound, and we're all set, ready for play. So first pitch to Pena is on its way. Swung on and fouled back. Big swing by Pena there for Rice as he fouls it back into the screen. So Windham will get the ball back. He'll get set back on the mound. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's swung on and missed for strike number two. So Windham ahead. No balls and two strikes here on Pena. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Washington County on top, 4-1. So Windham comes set. That 0-2 pitch is going to be in there for strike three. Pena, a strikeout victim for out number one. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup for Rice. Going to bring up Kenneth.
All right, boys, be ready.
Teacher Nia. So Windham comes set. He looks in. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is hit over to third baseman. Dreyer's up with it. He throws on over to first base for out number two. So put out 5-3 there. Dreyer picks it up, throws it over to first base for the second out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat Jalen Rocha. So Washington County flashing the leather out here in the bottom of the third. Rocha, first pitch, swung on, hit back into the screen. So Lindham will get the ball back in. Gonna look into his catcher here. Comes set. The 0-1 pitch is on its way to Rocha. That's going to be up for a ball. So evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
I like that, Reed.
So good? Two quick outs here in the bottom half of the third for Washington County. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on as this hit foul down the left field line. Long fly ball down the left field line. So Rocha able to get a lot of bat on that one. Hit it the opposite field down the left field line.
Everybody on your toes.
Out of play by about 6 or 7 feet down there. So it takes the count out to one ball, two strikes. Windham's 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Make them think.
So 2-2 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be swung on. That's going to be fouled back out of play. So count stays at two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Washington County leads it, bottom half of the third inning, 4-1. So Windham set. That 2-2 pitch is on its way. Called strike three. So out number three. And Rice goes down here in the bottom half of the third, no run. So your score after three innings of play, it's Washington County 4, Rice 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake as we're at 9U baseball action. Washington County leads it 4-1 as we start play here in the top half of the fourth inning. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Jax Keeker. That's Rocha still on the mound out there for Rice, and he finished up his warm-up tosses. Catcher sends it down to second base, and we're all ready for action here as Keeker will step in. Leadoff batter here for Washington County in the top half of the fourth inning.
All right, Jack, you an empty bases. Fill them up.
So Washington County able to score three times in the top half of the third, and that's where we're at right now. 4-1, they lead it. So we start the top half of the fourth. First pitch to Keeker is swung on. This is a pop-up over to first base. First baseman's going to hit off his glove. Unable to come up with that in foul territory, so Keeper with another opportunity here as he'll work his way back to home plate. Steps in, the 0-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be inside for a ball. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 count on Keeker. Leadoff batter for Washington County here in top half of the fourth. 1-1 pitch is down for ball two. So it takes us out to two balls and one strike. So Rocha comes set. 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's in there for a strike. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Keeker hit a line drive to shortstop his last time up. 2-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball three. So it takes the count out to three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside for ball four. So Kuechker will draw a leadoff walk for Washington County.
All right, Waylon, right here.
He's going to bring up to bat number 33, Waylon Youngers. So Youngers had a hard hit line drive off the first baseman's glove his first time up. Steps in, first pitch is behind him just a little bit there. So just a little wild on that pitch from Rocha. As goes behind the batter. Catcher will switch the ball out with the umpire. Maybe a little bit of dampness setting in tonight. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's down low. It's going to get away from the catcher. On his way over to second base is Kuechker. So Kuechker will pull in to second base on the pass ball. Runs the count out to 2 balls and no strikes now on Youngers. So runner over at second base. Nobody out. 2-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on. Fouled into the screen. Takes the count out to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Kuechker over at second base. Pitcher comes set. 2-1 pitch is on its way to Youngers, and that's going to be outside for ball three. So 3 balls, 1 strike count now.
3-1, need runners. Need base runners.
So nobody out. Umpire calls time as catcher fixes his strap on the shin guard. So we're all set back for action here as Younger steps back in. So 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two. So that'll take the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count now in Younger's. Nobody out. Kuechker over at second base. Washington County on top, 4-1 here in the top half of the fourth inning. That next pitch is swung on and fouled into the screen. So keeps the count here at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So pitcher comes set, 3-2 pitch is on its way, swung on. This is in play on the infield. Popped up to the pitcher. It's going to get over his hit. Ball right behind him. So hit it over to third base will be Kuechker.
So
over at first base will be Youngers. It's going to bring up to bat number 23, Henry Davis for Washington County. So coach from Rice is going to come out and have a little conversation on the mound and bring his whole infield in. They're going to discuss this a little bit. Talking to his infield as he talks to the infield over there. Davis hits him down the third base. He's going to get a little coaching from his coach over there. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here coming up. So coming on to pitch now for Rice is going to be number 2, Brox Navarro. So he'll get his warm-up tosses in here. Just a reminder, don't forget everyone, tomorrow, 11:30 pregame, 12 o'clock first pitch for Burton Panther State Championship baseball game. It's going to be held over at Dell Diamond. So if you can't make the trip over there, make sure you tune in to KWHI. We'll have all the live action for you. Doug Brown, Daryl Kiki on the call over there. Look for an exciting game out of that as they was able to go and watch Burton with an exciting victory in the state semifinal game over at Sam Houston State in Huntsville. I'm sure they'll have another exciting game going on tomorrow. Big game for them. It's not often that you get teams that make it that far. It's been a while for a team from Brenham or Burton to make it to the state championship round of baseball action. And that's what all these kids out here are looking forward to when they get older, trying to make these runs and deepen the playoffs. It's always nice when you play playoff games after graduation. I think we talked about that last week on the radio when we're doing the Burton game. Anytime you can play after you graduate, you've done really, really well in your playoff trips. So it's a very exciting time for the Burton High School baseball team as they'll be fighting for that state championship game tomorrow. As we get all this warm-up action going on here, it looks like the pitcher's ready to go here as we've got a pitching change in for Rice.
Find a way on base. Find a way.
Stepping in for Washington County is going to be Henry Davis. So he's got runners at first and third base and nobody out right now. Washington County leads it 4-1. So first pitch is on its way to Davis up high. Runner takes off from first to second.
There you go, Jack.
Pitcher will throw it to the shortstop on the cut play there, and no movement over there by Keeker at third base as he stays put at third base. So going into second base will be Younger. So now runners at second and third for Washington County. Nobody out. One ball, no strike count on Davis. That 1-0 pitch is on its way. It's up high for ball two, so it takes the count out to two balls and no strikes.
Making pitch to you.
So Navarro's a right-handed pitcher. He comes in relief of Rocha, the left-handed pitcher for Rice. That 2-0 pitch is going to be up and out for ball number three. So three balls and no strike count now on Henry Davis. Nobody out here in the top half of the fourth inning. Washington County leading it 4-1. So next pitch is on its way. That's in there for a strike. Takes the count out to three balls and one strike. So 3-1 count now. Davis, runners at second and third. Nobody out. Next pitch swung on by Davis. This is hit out to the outfield to left field. Shortstop roaming out there, unable to make the play. One run will score. Two runs will score. Davis hit it around second. He'll hit the third. The throw to third gets away from the third baseman, so Davis will be safe over there at third base. So Henry Davis with a fly ball out to the outfield is going to get two runs in there. Davis ends up at third base as the left fielder shortstop unable to make a play. And stepping up to bat for Washington County now will be Miles Morales.
All right, Miles, get a hold of one.
So Morales steps in here. Washington County now leads it 6-1 here in the top half of the fourth. Pitch on its way up high for a ball.
No outs, Henry. Let's play smart.
So Morales, right-handed batter, facing the right-handed pitcher. Pitch is on its way in there for a strike.
There you go, Miles. Now you're ready.
Count now two balls and one strike on Morales. Runner over at third base. Nobody out in the inning for Washington County. They've scored two so far in the top half of the fourth. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Morales. So, snap throw down the third by the catcher. Back in time over there is Davis. So, count two balls and two strikes on Morales. Nobody out. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number three. Now that's the first out of the inning for Washington County. He's going to bring up to bat Colt Knezik.
Colt, got to see it. Got to see it. It's coming slower.
So Knezik had a single his first time up, scored a run. First pitch is going to be up and inside for ball one.
I see the ball. Coming slow.
So runner still over at third base, one out. 1-0 pitch is on its way, swung on and fouled off the catcher's mask.
Hey, you've seen it. Your timing's all right. Stay in there.
So one ball, one strike count, one out.
Put it to right field.
Washington County leads it here 6-1 in the top half of the fourth inning. So 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled back into the screen.
Hey, keep fighting.
Anything close, you got two on you now.
1-2 count now on Kinesic. Steps back in. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hit back to the pitcher. Pitcher is going to make the play on that for the out. So fly out to the pitcher. Be out number two for Washington County. He's going to bring up to bat Noah O'Brien. So O'Brien steps in. Runner at third base. Two outs. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be just outside for a ball. Brian steps back in. Navarro comes set. His 1-0 pitch is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. So big cut there by O'Brien. So 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number two. Catcher is going to throw down the third. This is going to get away from the third baseman into left field. And scoring on the play will be Henry Davis. So Davis brings in the third run of the inning for Washington County. He's going to push their lead out down to 7-1. So nobody on now. No O'Brien up to bat. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. Keeps the count at 1-2. So two outs down in the inning for Washington County. Nobody on, but they've scored three times here in the top half of the fourth inning. They take a 7-1 lead. So 1-2 pitch swung on. Hit back to the pitcher. Catches it for out number three. But for Washington County, they're able to score three times here in the top half of the fourth inning. Takes our score. Washington County 7, Rice 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
All right, welcome back as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Pitching change occurring here for Washington County as Jax Keeker will come in to relieve Reed Windham here in the top, the bottom half of the fourth inning. So a little bit of a pitching change there for Washington County. And leading it off for Rice is going to be James Salinas. So Washington County coach getting his changes in with the scorer over here. Almost forgot to do that for the inning started. So got it all done. We're ready to go here. Salinas steps in. First pitch from Keeker on its way. It's going to be a fastball that's going to go up and in for ball one. So Keeker with a little bit more velocity on his pitches than the last pitcher. And that next pitch is going to be behind the batter, and it bounces off the screen and almost hits him in the head. So Keeker, a little bit of control issues here his first two pitches as he starts the bottom half of the fourth inning. That 2-0 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be in there for a strike. So it takes the count out to 2-1. Salinas the leadoff batter for Rice here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County leading it 7-1. 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be just inside for ball three. So three balls and one strike count now on Salinas. So 3-1 pitch, that's going to be in there for strike two. So it takes the count, three balls and two strikes. 3-2 pitch from Keeker in there for strike three. So caught him looking on the fastball. Good hard fastball there from Keeker's out number one. Going to bring up to bat Stetson Staff. So Staff will step in with one out, nobody on. First pitch swinging, he's going to hit this out to right field. Right fielder over his hit. So Staff will round first, he'll hit the second. He's rounding second, hit it to third. Washington County getting the ball back in. And he'll hold up there at third base with the hard hit line drive out there to the right field. So pulling up at third base is Stetson Staff. Going to bring up to bat Mauricio Reyes. So Reyes will step in with one out, runner over at third base. First pitch
right behind you. Here you go,
up and in for ball one. Gets away from the catcher, Washington County catcher Morales. He gets hold of it, gets it back to the pitcher. So we're all set, ready to go. 1-0 pitch. Going to be outside for ball number two. Runner's going to come home, play at the plate, and he is safe. So Staff slides just under the tag of Morales there and slides in safely for run number two for Rice. Takes the score out now. Washington County 7, Rice 2 as we're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. One out. So two ball, no strike count here on Mauricio Reyes. That 2-0 pitch is on its way inside for ball three. So three balls, no strikes. That 3-0 pitch from Keeker's outside for ball four.
Get it to him quick, Miles.
So Reyes will hit it over to first base. Going to bring up to bat for Rice, Brox Navarro. So Navarro steps in, runner over at first base, one out. Pitch by Keekers up high for a ball. So runs the count out to one ball and no strike. So Keeker back on the rubber, working out of the stretch. His 1-0 pitch is going to be outside for ball two, gets away from the catcher. Reyes a scoot on over to second base on the pass ball. Takes our count out to two balls and no strikes now. So 2-0 pitch from Keeker's on its way. That's going to be down for a ball. And Reyes hit it over to third base, slips, heads on back to second base. A little damp out here on the turf tonight, a little slipping and sliding going on. Had a little bit of rain here earlier today. 3-0 pitch from Keeker's outside for ball four and gets away from the catcher. And Reyes a pull up into third base as Brox Navarro works the one-out walk. So runners at first and third now. Brings up to bat for Rice Romeo Moreta.
He just needs strikes, bud.
So we've got a timeout here as Reyes ties a shoe over there at third base. And they're actually going to send him back over to second base as they say he evidently left early on the previous pitch. So runners at first and second base. So first pitch swinging as Moreta swings and misses for strike one. So Keeker looks into his catcher. He comes set. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. So hit it over to third base is going to be Reyes, and he'll get in there safely. Scooting over to second will be Navarro. So runner second and third now. One out, 1-1 count on Moreta. The 1-1 pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike number two. So one ball, two strike count. Runners over at second and third. Washington County leads it here, bottom half of the fourth inning, 7-2. Rice threatening here in the bottom half of the fourth. Next pitch right down the middle for strike number three. So two outs now in the inning for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat for Rice, Thomas Schmidt. So Schmidt steps in here. The two outs, runner still over at second and third base. First pitch from Keekers on its way. That's going to be just off the plate for ball one. So Schmidt adjusts his helmet here, having a little helmet issues here. Coach is going to come help him out a little bit here. Been a little difficulty there with the face guard that's on the helmet there. So we'll change that helmet out real quick. Get another one as we're delayed here just a little bit. So Washington County leads it here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, 7-2. Rice threatening here, runners at second and third base with two outs. Got a new helmet. We're ready to go here. So Schmidt's back in the box. One ball, no strike count. Up high. Swung on, though, by Schmidt at the high fastball. Takes the count out to one ball, one strike.
Keep fighting back there, Miles.
So count all even up at one ball, one strike. That pitch is outside for a ball. Runner thought about coming home.
Way to be there, Jack.
He'll stay over there at third base.
Way to keep him there.
So count now goes to two balls and one strike. Two outs. Runners over at second and third base for Rice. Pitch is on its way to get by the catcher. Bounces right back to him, though, so he'll scoop it up. Count goes out to three balls and one strike. So Keeker's 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's in there for strike two. So full count now. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners over at second and third base. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County leading it 7-2. 3-2 pitch on its way. Down low for ball four. So Schmidt will draw the walk, and that'll load the bases up for Rice. Going to bring up to bat Joseph Meismer, and we'll have a timeout as Washington County coach is going to head out to the mound, have a conversation with the pitcher real quick. So bases loaded here for Rice as they're threatening here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Washington County's leading it though, 7-2. Washington County's got two outs in the inning, got to find one more out and get out of it. Rice has scored one this inning. So mound visit over with. So Keeker's ready. Meismer steps in. He's ready. First pitch is on its way. It's going to be behind him for a ball. So bases loaded here, two outs. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 pitch is on its way from Keeker. That's going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. So runs the count out to one ball and two strikes. So Keeker looking for that third out here in the bottom half of the fourth. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike number three. And that'll do it for Rice here in the bottom of the fourth. They do get one run. And your score after four innings of play, it's Washington County 7, Rice 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
We're here in Eagle Lake, Texas, where we've got nine-year-old Washington County Little League baseball action going on, Washington County versus Rice. Washington County leading it here 7-2 as we start play in the top half of the fifth inning. And Navarro is going to come back out there for Rice, so no pitching change for them. They're just waiting for the catcher to get out here as he's getting his gear on over there in the dugout. So it turned out to be a nice evening for baseball down here. I'm sure everybody was worried if they were going to get it in. I know they had quite a bit of rain down here yesterday, quite a bit of rain here earlier this afternoon. But it's pretty wet on the outside of the field, but the field looks pretty good out there. Just a little slippy out there. It's kind of humid down here right now as we have reached the top half of the fifth so far. Washington County with that 7-2 lead, leading it off for Washington County here to start it out in the top half of the fifth inning is going to be Ridge Russell. So you'll have Ridge Russell, Kaysen Davis, and Lincoln Brannon, the three hitters started off here for Washington County in the top half of the fifth. Catcher sends the ball down to second base, so we're almost set for action here as soon as they track the ball down as it gets away out there in the center field. So Ridge Russell will step in here and lead off batter for Washington County in the top half of the fifth inning.
We need base runners.
So Washington County leading it 7-2 as we get action ready to go as Navarro's making sure all his defensive players are set where they need to go. And we've got a timeout as they're going to replace the ball. Kind of rolled around out there in outfield. Probably got a little bit of wetness from the damp field out there on it. So Navarro gets him a new ball. We're all set. Russell steps in from the left side. First pitch is on its way to him. It's going to be outside for ball number one. So one ball, no strike count on Russell. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on. It's a line drive, nabbed by the shortstop. So nice play over there at shortstop for Rice. Russell down on the hard line drive out for out number one. It's going to bring up to bat number five, Kaysen Davis. So first pitch on its way to Davis is up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, one out, nobody on for Washington County. Next pitch in there for a strike, evens the count at one ball and one strike.
He got to give you another one like that. Send it out there.
So one ball, one strike count, one out. Top half of the fifth inning, Washington County on top, 7-2. Next pitch, Davis swings and taps that one foul right by the plate. So it takes the count out to one ball and two strikes. So that 1-2 pitch is on its way to Davis up high for ball two. So count evens up, two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch now coming to Davis. He'll swing at this one. Hits it back to the pitcher. Unable to knock it down. Shortstop bare hands it. Throws over to first base. Not in time. Davis rounds the base the wrong way, and he'll be tagged out as he rounded the base, hit it to second, and tries to come back to first. So tagged out over there at first base for out number two. So heads up play there by the Rice first baseman as he fielded that pass ball off the screen, picks it up. Davis had already committed to go to second base, unable to make it back to first in time. So that'll be out number two. Going to bring up to bat Lincoln Branham. So first pitch to Branham, and it's going to be taken for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Branham. So that 1-0 pitch swung on, hard hit, line drive out to center field. It's going to get past the center fielder. Branham's going to round first. He'll hit to second. He's rounding second. Hit it to third. Here comes the throw. Throw will be over to third baseman's head. Branham's going to round third. Come home, and he'll be in there. So Lincoln Branham with a hard hit ball out to center field. Gets by the center fielder, and he'll round the bases and score. Run number eight for Washington County as they take a 8-2 lead now in the top half of the fifth inning. It's going to bring up the bat Reed Windham. So Windham will step in here, two outs. First pitch coming up and away for ball number one. So Windham, the left-handed batter. Pitch from the right-hander Navarro's inside for ball two. So takes the count to two balls and no strikes. So nobody on for Washington County here, but they do have a run on the board here. Lead it 8-2. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. 2-0 pitch on its way to Windham. It's going to be outside for ball three. So 3-0 now on Windham. That 3-0 pitch is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball four. So Windham hit on down the first base on the base on ball is going to bring up to bat number 12, Will Dreyer. Dreyer steps in, two outs, runner over at first base. First pitch on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Pitcher's got it back on the rubber. That 0-1 pitch outside for ball number one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Dreyer steps back in. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on. Hard hit ball. Shortstop with a good play over at short. Picks it up. Unable to make the play at first. So going to third base will be Windham. And Dreyer will pull in the first base. So hard hit ball over to shortstop. Shortstop makes a nice play over there, just unable to make the throw over to first. So runners at first and third for Washington County. That's going to bring up the bat Major Morris. So runners first and third, two out. First pitch on its way to Morris up high for a ball. Dreyer's going to take off, hit down to second base. Windham stays put over at third, so Dreyer advances up to second base, puts runners at second and third now with two outs. So one ball, no strike count on Morse. 1-0 pitch on its way outside for ball two. Can get away from the catcher, but he'll shag it down. Everybody stays put where they're at. So Morris with a two-ball, no-strike count, two outs, runner second and third. Washington County leading it 8-2. 2-0 pitch on its way, swung on, hit out to left field. Left fielder unable to make the play, diving attempt. That'll score two more for Washington County as Morris slides into second base. So two more runs score for Washington County on the double by Morris. It's going to take our score out to 10-2 Washington County here in the top half of the fifth inning. Going to bring up the bat Jax Keeker. So he'll take up high for ball one on the first pitch. So runner over at second base, two outs. Next pitch on its way to Keeker is going to be ball number two. Keeker with a two ball, no strike count. 2-0 pitch swung on. This is hit up the middle. Shortstop knocks it down, unable to make the play. Coming around third base, the score is going to be Morris. And the Keeker tries to go to second. They throw the ball out in the center field, so Keeker's going to come around second. He's coming around third, and he'll score. And Keeker will bring home the fifth run of the inning for Washington County. So five runs for Washington County here in the top half of the fifth inning. And that's going to do it. That's going to be our ball game. So Washington County scoring those five runs. And they'll win it here tonight, 12-2, as the 10-run rule in effect. So 12-2, your final score. And we'll be back with post-game action after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and Kovacevic's Country Store.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake, Texas, as we're on the post-game show here as the Washington County 9-year-old baseball All-Stars are going to win it tonight over Rice 12-2. So Washington County came out in the had a tight game going back and forth in the first couple innings, and Washington County able to blow this thing open in the last couple innings as they scored five runs there in the top half of the fifth, put the 10-run rule in effect, and that's where our final score will be tonight, Washington County 12, Rice 2. And we'll be back with more of the post game after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies. A1 Quality does it all, from repairs to remodeling and even new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or visit A1QualityPlumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing. Family-owned, operated, and ready. Ready to help.
License number 45380.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake as the Washington County 9U baseball team has just won their game tonight over Rice 12-2. Give a little recap of the bracket play that's going on down here in Eagle Lake. In game number one tonight, it was Sealy over Belleville, so they'll advance to tomorrow night's 6 o'clock game over here in Eagle Lake as Sealy will take on LaGrange. And then in tonight's game that we just called on here was Washington County over Rice, so Washington County advances into the bracket. And they'll play Columbus in the second game tomorrow, which will be a 8 o'clock game. According to the brackets I got over here. So that's kind of your schedule over here for the pool play that's the bracket play that's going on over here. So they completed pool play earlier in the week, and now we're into the bracket play over here. So lots of Little League action still going on around the different areas as you've got 7U baseball going on, 7U softball, 8U softball, 8U baseball, and the 9U baseball tournaments all going on. Next week, start into the tournaments where we'll have the minor boys, major boy tournaments, and major girls. So there'll be a lot of Little League action coming for you all here in the next couple weeks. And with that, we'll send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And welcome back to Eagle Lake as we wrap it up here for Washington County 9U baseball. Washington County, big victory tonight as they win it 12-2 over Rice. So they'll advance on to the winner's bracket part of the tournament as they continue their play. Just a reminder, coming up for you tomorrow, we'll have Burton Panther state championship baseball game as they'll play at Dell Diamond, pregame 11:30. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on the call. First pitch at 12 o'clock. Shout out to Sandy over there at the studios for turning all the knobs for me tonight. And this is Stephen Drain saying so long from Eagle Lake, and we'll see y'all next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson's Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelis Meat Market, Miller Electric, Thrivent Financial, Pat's Cleaning, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 12, Rice 2. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.